This summer, the Saratoga Performing Arts Center is presenting perennial favorites like the Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival, the New York City Ballet, the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, and Opera Saratoga, and new series like SPAC at Cafe Linus, Back on Stage, and Fryhofer's Live at the Jazz Bar. SPAC President Elizabeth Sobel is here to give us an overview of what the next few months have to offer, and we couldn't be more thrilled. Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
I am doing great, Joe. Thank you so much for having me.
Always good to see you. I love having all of these incredible presidents, artistic directors, executive directors coming in and telling us what's happening in the art scene in our region, and it's really, really good stuff. So we have a lot to get to. Let us talk about we'll begin by the Out of This World Festival, and this is something that is newly being announced, correct?
That is correct. This is actually the first official announcement of it, and it will go out more widely later today and tomorrow. But, since the time I got to Saratoga in the Capital Region, the thing that's really just enchanted me the most is this kind of perfect confluence that I talk about of man-made beauty and natural beauty. And there's no place like Saratoga State Park, the Spa State Park, and the Saratoga Performing Arts Center as a manifestation of that. And I kept thinking, we really ought to do an exploration of art and cosmos. And so the Out of This World Festival is really focused on that. And it's going to take a lot of different guises. First of all, we're partnering with MySci. And with the help of Adirondack Trust Company, we are going to be doing several big concerts with the Philadelphia Orchestra, which we'll touch upon space. The kickoff event is Holst the Planets, which is a chestnut that a lot of people have heard the Philadelphia Orchestra do at SPAC. But we're bringing in this production from NASA space footage that will be on the huge screens. You'll have an opportunity to listen to this beautiful score with spectacular visuals. And then after that, the audience will have the opportunity to walk up the illuminated path over to the reflecting pool, where we'll have scores of telescopes and astronomers there to sort of gaze into the actual heavens.
That's neat.
I might also, the other big part of this that I want to mention is we've got a lineup of three spectacular speakers. We've got Nicole Stott, who was an astronaut, who was an artist, who was the first to paint watercolors in space, and she'll be talking about the inspiration of the cosmos on her artwork. We've got the great Dava Sobel and Diane Ackerman, both incredible writers on science through the lens of beauty. Dava Sobel wrote Galileo's Daughter and Longitude and things about Copernicus.
She's amazing.
And
yeah, the best.
She'll be in conversation with Diane Ackerman. And then super excited to announce this Stefan Alexander, who's written one of my favorite books I've ever read, called The Jazz of Physics, is joining us to close the series. So tonight we have a kickoff teaser event thanks to Science on Tap. It's at the Parting Glass in Saratoga, and the title of the evening is Interplanetary Travel, Do We Have the Heart for Mars?
Ooh. So there you go. Good stuff there. It's interesting because you're reaching out to different places in the community, mm-hmm. Parting Glass being one, but yep. Cafe Luna being another.
Yep. So we're kicking off our 2018 summer partnership with Cafe Luna this Sunday, Father's Day, and one of my favorite bands in the whole world, Darling Side, will be the headliner. It's noon to 4. Out on the SPAC lawn on our new Charles R. Wood stage. And we have the Oshima Brothers, Cuenca, and then ending with Darling Side from 3 to 4.
And then you also, we mentioned the other big festival. Well, the Fryhofer Jazz Festival is next weekend,
right? That is right.
Next weekend. So that's huge.
Well, it's huge. It's always been huge. This year is an amazing lineup that includes people like John Batiste and Herbie Hancock and Gregory Porter and Esperanza Spalding and Chris Bode. But what's new and exciting about that is that we decided to add a day to Jazz Fest, because a lot of our ticket buyers come in from out of town. They drive up on Friday, they stay overnight, and we haven't been giving them anything to do on Friday night. So,
what do you do?
So here's what they do, and here's what anybody in the Capital Region or Saratoga can do. We partnered with the Chamber, and we're doing a big downtown Saturday Friday festival kickoff. And so 25 participating business establishments will be promoting live jazz on the 22nd. So almost anywhere you go in Saratoga, you'll be able to have a drink and listen to live jazz, or have a meal and listen to live jazz, or go into just walking down the street. That night, we have Cafe Lena and Spacker co-presenting Chuck Lamb in some amazing music with Rhea Curley and Jorge Gomez. And then Bria Skonberg is coming to the Canfield Casino, where we're doing A Night on Bourbon Street, which is a New Orleans-themed evening with New Orleans food, drink, and music. And that will be kind of a late-night speakeasy, amazing event.
It is hard to keep track of it all, but I do want people to know that SPAC.org exists just to keep track of it all. There's a wonderful calendar there, and you can figure out you kind of pick your poison, as it were, and it's all good. Speaking of poison, Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we have this theme, this Shakespearean theme running through the summer. We have, obviously, Romeo and Juliet is a big part of the New York City Ballet season. We also have a number of iterations of West Side Story, the modern retelling of Romeo and Juliet, because this is the Bernstein 100th anniversary. But we've also got on the Philadelphia Orchestra schedule a program called Symphonic Shakespeare, conducted by Stéphane Deneuve, with classical pieces inspired by the Bard and then interspersed with actual scenes from Shakespeare plays with a great lineup of actors. Particularly on July 20, we have sort of an all-day immersive Shakespeare in the Pines event. It'll kick off with some sonnets and a soliloquy, Hamlet soliloquy, on the new Poets' Corner, which we're dedicating that day because we're introducing spoken word and poetry into spec programming. We'll go from there over to another part of the lawn where we're going to have a 1-hour, 5-person musical version of Romeo and Juliet that's coming via one of the actors at the Folger Shakespeare Theater and Library. And then further on into the evening, of course, you can see the full Peter Martin's Romeo and Juliet on the stage of the amphitheater.
That's beautiful.
Thanks. I'm excited.
You're doing wonderful things as far as reaching outside just the amphitheater itself and the lawn and looking at music and dance, but really the arts as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the older I get and the more I just experience life, the kind of unity of art and cosmos and just being two ways, you know, to look at how connected everything we do and everything we see is, and what better way to look at the world through art and cosmos? You know, they both create a sense of wonder. And when you're in that state of wonder, you know, differences cease to exist. It's a great way to bring human beings together.
It's a wonderful way. SPAC on stage.
So, you know, it was a huge success last summer. It's backed by popular demand, and it's every Monday in August. We did bring back Black Violin, who unfortunately had to cancel last year due to both hurricanes and family illnesses. But that show is actually already sold out, so I'd encourage people. The whole series is almost sold out, but we do still have some tickets for Russian Renaissance on August 6th, New Deco Ensemble August 13th, and Hassau, really fabulous Montreal-based band from Chad, on August 27, and people can go to spac.org to get more info on those extraordinary bands.
So in the minute and a half that we have left, what else would you like to tell us about?
Well, certainly New York City Ballet season is going to be a great one. And another thing I'm super excited about is the 21st Century Choreographers, which is all, you know, choreographers that are young and bringing pieces to Saratoga that have never been seen in SPAC before, including Justin Peck, a recent Tony winner. So I hope people will come to that spectacular closing night and the Ballet Gala night. The Ballet Gala is a completely reimagined Ballet Gala. It's going to have all sorts of surprises, both inside, outside, and a phenomenal, just killer closer, which is a tribute to Robbins at the end. And our Cinema Saturdays with Philadelphia Orchestra. We've got Harry Potter with orchestra, Star Wars with orchestra, and the great Joshua Bell is coming in to close. He'll be doing the brilliant Bruch Violin Concerto on Friday night, and the Red Violin Concerto, Red Violin film, in its 20th anniversary, we'll have Josh playing the score live with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Really good stuff.
Thank you.
You can find out more by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. As I said, just go to calendar and you can follow along and see all the cool stuff so you don't miss anything. And you'll be back throughout the season, as well as many special guests to talk about what's coming up as well.
Great.
Excellent. Oh. Elizabeth Sobel, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for spending the time with us, and have a beautiful season.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I always love being here.
Again, SPAC.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.